Can I help you, sir?
Of course you can help me. I want to reserve this hall in Grodno for my son's wedding, which will be here in a few days.
A few days?
I mean a few weeks. He is marrying the daughter of the baker in Poznan, which used to live here. But I came all the way from Poznan, all the way here. My name is Mr. Valkenman, and I want to reserve the hall because I know my mechutin, the baker, is very busy.
You want to reserve the hall? For what? For what purpose?
Didn't I just tell you? My son is getting married over here in Grodno, and I have to reserve a hall for him.
So you want to reserve this hall?
Yes, sir. Can I?
Well, I have to see the date. What's the date that he's going to get married? It might be Tafus. You know what Tafus means?
What does Tafus mean?
It might be taken. You know, Tafus means taken. Yes. Well, let me take a look at my calendar here. Okay, let me open it up. Okay, let me turn to the right page. What month are we in now?
We're in the month of Shvat.
So, when's the wedding?
In Adar.
Okay, let me just turn to Adar. Here's Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, here's Adar Gimel, and here's Adar Dalet.
Adar Dalet, what's wrong with your calendar?
Well, oh, I must have read it wrong. Maybe it's Adar Hey or Vav. Well, whatever it is, I see here an Adar. Okay, what's the day exactly?
The day in Adar is going to be exactly Hey Adar.
Hey Adar. Just a couple of weeks before Purim. How nice.
Yes, I want the whole several brochures to be over by Purim. Like this, everyone is settled.
Oh, what an idea. So you would like to have this hall. No problem. It looks like it's empty. What type of food do you like? You want the standard one or you want the more expensive one?
Well, to tell you the truth, I would like to have the standard one. What is the standard one?
Well, every place will have a challah and some fruit, and then we'll serve soup. We're going to have spinach turnip soup, my favorite. And then we're going to have for the main course, we're going to have boiled chicken with sweet potato souffle.
That sounds good. And comes with dessert, or that's more money?
Dessert? Dessert. Yes, dessert. We're going to have dessert. Dessert is going to be prunes with pits. Pits inside the prunes.
Pits inside the prunes?
Yes. We keep the pits in like this. When you're finished, you could take the pit home, and you could shovel it.
I could shovel the pit? What does this mean?
I'm not sure. It just that's the expression that they use here in Grodno. I don't know. I always hear people saying to shovel the pits.
Oh, I know what they mean. They mean because they plant the pits, so they shovel the dirt, they put in the pits, so more prunes should grow.
I actually don't think prunes grow. I actually think they're plums, and they turn them into prunes and they dry them out.
Whatever, but they do plant them to have more plums.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, no problem. The hall is all ready for Hey Adar. We're going to have it spick and span. We're going to have all the food ready for you. And there's nothing to worry about. Everything is going to be taken care of. Leave it up to me.
Thank you so much. When do I pay?
Well, you could pay now.
Okay, I will pay.
And before long, it was just a few days before Hey Adar, before Zvulun Valkenman's Chasener in Grodno.
Rabosher, can you please come here?
Sure, Rav. What can I do for the Rav?
Well, I know that you know, and I know that I don't go to every Chasener, especially ones out of town. But for this chassan of Zvon Valkenman, he was such a tyre, he did, and his whole family is so close to the whole tzibur, that I feel that I must go to this chassan, and I think I have to leave tomorrow if I want to make it for the chassan and Hey Adol.
Well, Rav, of course, no problem. How is the Rav wanting to go?
Well, I think I should take the wagon driver, the one I always take, Reb Zisha.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll go over to Reb Zisha and tell him to meet the Rav tomorrow morning after Shachris by the Rav's house.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Reb Osher.
No problem, Rav. I'll be on my way right now.
And the next day, bright and early, after Shacharis and breakfast, the wagon driver Reb Zisha pulled up in front of the Rav, Reb Akiva Eger's house.
Rav, Rabbi, it's me, Zisha, I'm here. Is the Rav ready to go on the trip to Grodno?
I'm all ready. So I'm just going to take out my suitcase here.
Don't bother, Rav. I will do it for the Rav. I know the Rav's already an elderly person, and especially the Rav is such a big tzaddik. It's my honor to do it for the Heiliger Rabbi.
Ah, shkoyach, Reb Zisha.
Well, anyway, Rav, I guess I'll just put your suitcase in the back here, and I guess I'll help the Rav get onto the wagon, okay? Just you could sit comfortably in the back, and I'll start driving the horse, and I'll start whipping the horses, and we'll be on our way. We should be in Grodno in about, I don't know, maybe a day or two. It depends on the weather and the traffic and whatever else it might depend on.
Excellent. I will sit here on the back, and I will learn, and if you need anything, or if you need to schmooze, if you need to stay awake, you need someone to talk to you, please, please come over to me. It will be my honor to talk to you, to learn with you, to do whatever you want. It's your wagon, and you tell me what to do. I don't tell you what to do.
Oh, thank you, Rav, but believe me, I'm not gonna make you do anything, special, for me, because, it's not covered for me to do that. Well, okay, I'm gonna start, whipping the horses now. Okay, I'm going to the front, Rav.
Okay, Bratzlocha, and have a safe trip. Please ride carefully.
Of course, naturally. Of course, no problem. I always ride safely, and I'll try to do it this time as well.